o bendito que vem em nome do Senhor. Bem-vindo, bem-vindo, este povo.
Journalists covering the events of a papal trip have their own planning to do before takeoff. Joan Lewis and I discussed some of the factors that have to be taken into consideration by the individual journalists, but also by Vatican Radio and other carrier radio stations such as EWTN.
For example, if you have your carry-on luggage, you have your checked luggage, and if you're a woman and you have a purse, even that purse has to have a particular label on it that says papal party, and then you've got, you know, 8 pounds of credentials around your neck. So,
yes, because you've been on a couple of papal trips.
I've been on papal trips, but not the papal plane, but I do know what they go through. Once you're on the papal plane, the instructions are pretty much you will have dinner at 7:05 in the evening, you will do this, you will do that. And it can be pretty tough to do some stories, actually, because I have talked to a lot of colleagues who have been on these flights, and all of a sudden you're ushered onto a bus and you're sitting at the airport and waiting a couple of hours. So if you are going to cover this story, go a day or two early and also stay a day later. And that way, if you want to interview a cardinal, some Brazilian cardinal, shall we say, on this trip, they're going to be very much taken up with the Holy Father during the trip. Chances are a day or two afterwards, they're going to have the time.
And if you're a journalist on the papal plane, you can't just suddenly decide, oh, the Pope's free at the moment, let me go up with my microphone. You have to follow a protocol there as well.
You really, really do. And just when the speeches are given out, you have to know the specific number, the person giving out the speeches to the journalists. They're all numbered. So you can't say, I want the Holy Father's homily for Mass on Friday or something. You have to say, I want speech number 1, 2, 3. So it's all very strictly organized, obviously well done, well choreographed. It goes off basically without a hitch, or let's put it this way, we never hear of the hitches, if there are any.
Because there's the added complication this time because of the time difference. Brazil is 5 hours behind Rome. Mm-hmm. So therefore, things that are happening in the morning for Brazil are happening mid-afternoon
or
Rome.
Evening.
And
sure.
The Pope's evening, well, it's happening about, say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They're actually happening late at night as far as Rome is concerned.
Yeah, exactly. So I know it's been good for most of the time for EWTN when we've, you know, transmit on five continents. But when we've done the television and on a European trip and Pope has Mass at 9:30 in the morning, they are at 2:30 in the morning, they're at the desk doing the stories and the background and so forth before a Mass or whatever takes place. So wherever the media is, if it's not the local time, there is some kind of a problem for somebody. If the Holy Father, like you say, is in the Americas, European time is different, or Asia.
Well, with the time difference in Brazil this week, what Vatican Radio is doing is, for the first time for a papal trip, it's actually staying open until 2 o'clock in the morning, because three of the celebrations are going to start at 11 o'clock
at night, exactly.
Rome time. And expected to finish sometime towards 1 o'clock in the morning. And so the radio will be open. And instead of those broadcasts actually taking place from St. Peter's as usual, they're actually going to be broadcast here within the radio.
Fantastic. Very, very interesting. And I think that tells us something about the importance of the Holy Father's trip to Brazil.
Em nome do Senhor, bem-vindo, bem-vindo, este povo te acolhe com amor.